Welcome, welcome to the Awakening Sessions. I am your host, Michael Gustin, and this podcast is all about discovering the truth of your infinite nature. If you want to find out more, please check us out at www.realityhacker.co. Good morning. Welcome to the Awakening Sessions. I'm your host, Michael Gustin, and I'm excited to talk to you today about why you're so unhappy despite the fact that you've probably manifested everything that you want. This is a hot topic, folks. It's a hot topic. We're going to get into it for a couple minutes today. It's really interesting when you think about how much time you have probably spent imagining yourself having what you want, feeling as though you have what you want, buying courses that tell you they're going to help you get what you want. And maybe you even did get what you want, but you're finding yourself still deeply unhappy. The good news is, we know why. And at the end of the day, the reason that you are unhappy, despite the fact that you have everything that you want, and the reason why you will continue to be unhappy, despite the fact that you might still get everything that you want, it's because you don't know who you are. And that's okay. It doesn't make you a bad person. It just means that's where you are in your journey. Now, here's the thing. For the most part, I can tell you buying courses is not going to get you where you want to go. Because what you're really wanting can't necessarily be found in a course, except for the I Am Experience plug. Because what you're really wanting is satisfaction on a soul level, and that satisfaction only comes from knowing that who you are is untouchable, immortal, inconceivable, unfracturable. Unable to be tainted in any way, shape, or form. The reason you go on these bipolar ups and downs when it comes to learning how to manifest what you want is because your worth and your sense of identity and adequacy and enoughness and perfection and success are literally rooted in everything other than your fundamental self. So what happens when I'm placing my worth in that car I'm wanting to manifest, that house I'm wanting to manifest, that job I'm wanting to manifest, right? You start a 21-day journey to manifest $1,000 or a new house or a new relationship, and you idolize the fuck out of whatever you are trying to manifest. Oh man, I'm going to do this every single day for the next 21 days. It's going to help me get what I want, right? Hype. I'm pumped. 21 days later, what the fuck is going on? I feel no closer to what it is that I want. And something random happened that I'm very, 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 very out of context attributing to all this shit that I did over the last 21 days. But in the long run, I'm not really any closer to what it is that I really want. Because what I really want is actually not anything that can be found in this third dimension of time and space. Because what I'm really looking for is the knowledge of myself. I am not satisfied because I am fearful. I am not satisfied because I am fearful of the body's destruction. And as long as I am consumed and driven by ensuring that my body does not destruct, I will be thrown back and forth and left and right and up and down in every which way. Kind of like a tugboat in the middle of a hurricane. Because I'm going after this thing that I want. And I get it. Or I don't get it. And I'm not happy regardless. And how prevalent is that? In the manifesting space, we're trying to capture all of these things that are vain, that are transient, that are temporal, because we think that it's going to give us what we really want. But it's not. Because when you begin to dissect your desire, you find that the thing is not ever what you really want. It's the feeling that you think you're going to have when you experience that thing that lights you up. You never want a thing. You want the feeling that you think having that thing in your experience is going to bring you once it shows up. So really here, we're not even chasing things. We're chasing feelings. That's fucked up. NSFW. Hope your boss isn't coming over to you right now wondering what in the hell you are listening to. Because this is for the people that want to go beyond. There's your Manifest $1 Million course right there. You never want a thing. You only want the feeling that you think you're going to get when you experience that thing. And so naturally, if you can maintain the feeling, you can get whatever you want. But here's the catch. Most people can't maintain the feeling because they're trying to generate feelings on transient things. You can only get so excited about going in a candy store. You can only get so excited about making $1 million. You can only get so excited about getting your dream home. You can only get so excited about building a travel lifestyle. You can only get so excited before you realize, because you're infinite, this is the way it works, that there's another desire. There's always going to be another desire. So no matter what you manifest or how you manifest, you're always going to want more. Unless... right? Come back to the secret here, the real secret. You understand who you are. You understand that you are the car and the house and the relationship and the money and the plant and the animal and the stoplight and the brick building and the planet and the tree and the galaxy and the nebula and the star. The reason I manifest everything that I want and am still unhappy is because despite having gotten everything that I thought I wanted, I still haven't gotten what I really wanted, and that is the knowledge of my true being. Because only when you come into the knowledge of your true being will your desire for anything completely cease. Right? We talk about getting into a place where you don't want the thing that you want anymore so that you can attract it to you. Well, you can do a bunch of NLP steps to get there, or you can just realize that you're the totality of the universe personified and be done with it. For most people, that's easier said than done. Thankfully, there are vehicles for you to realize your true being. But you have to come to a place where you recognize that your unhappiness will not be solved by manifesting the next thing. It's not going to be solved by manifesting a new job. It's not going to be, you know, solved by manifesting a new house. It's not going to be solved by manifesting a new business. It's not going to be solved by getting anything transient in this world. Your deep rooted unsatisfaction will not be solved by anything that lives or dies. Because the real reason you're unsatisfied on a deep level is because you simply don't know who you are. Simply. And so really, my objective here is to go beyond the place of wanting. Go beyond a place where I am thinking that manifesting X will make me truly happy. And it won't. And this is why most people are stuck on a manifesting hamster wheel for decades. Because they think that once they get that thing, everything will change. Once they get that thing, everything will be easier. Once they get that thing, it's literally all rooted in this fundamental concept of separation. Once I and that thing that I am wanting are one, I will be okay. Well, first off, you're already one with the thing that you want because you're the totality of the universe, and so is that thing. And two, as long as you're perceiving that thing to be something that exists separate from you in your future, in your past, it's always going to be something that's separate from you. And even if you get your hands on it, it'll go away. So the real fundamental concept behind all of this is that the reason you're still wanting, period, if you are actively in a state of want or unsatisfaction, it's because none of it is ever going to be solved by buying a course that teaches you how to manifest the next best thing. It's going to be solved in your recognition, your realization, your perception of your true being. Because you're walking around thinking you're a human, trying to leverage the power of the universe to manifest your life when you're really walking around as the entire universe, thinking it's a human, leveraging the power of the entire universe, aka yourself, to create whatever it is that you want. Because the truth is, you can accept a thing and see it come to pass, and you don't have to sit here at night and visualize it. You don't have to wake up in the morning and do a bunch of fucking meditation and goddamn tinctures to get yourself into a high vibration. And when you really think about it, everything that we do to try and get ourselves into a place of high vibration, while it may work, it requires continual work. Why should I have to work to emanate who I am? Interesting, huh? Why should I have to do all these steps to manifest what I want? Well, guess what? You don't have to when you know who you are. And that's the really cool thing here. You might be totally new to manifesting. You might be a veteran. And if you're a beginner, to you, I say, be mindful. Be mindful that you don't get stuck on the manifesting hamster wheel thinking that manifesting the next thing is going to give you the happiness and satisfaction that you're looking for in your life, because it's not. Trust us. And to the veteran, this deeply resonates with you. And it's time to move in that direction. The best thing that you can do for yourself is understand the totality of your being, because when you do that, you're not going to want anymore. You're not going to want. And anytime a desire comes upon you, you'll accept it and it'll come to pass, whether it's 9 minutes, 9 hours, 9 days, 9 weeks, 9 months, 9 years. you're not going to be obsessed with making this thing come to pass. The only reason you're obsessed with making a desire come to pass is because you're not confident in who you are. And you're looking for salvation in this thing that you're trying to manifest. And that's the real paradox here. Is that when you stop trying to manifest everything, you get everything. So, I've manifested everything that I want, and I'm still unhappy. Or, I'm starting to manifest this thing that I want, and I'm not going to be happy until I get it. Both of those are rooted in the same false belief that I am the body. That who I am ends at my fingertips and my toenails. And as long as that's the basic conviction that drives everything that I do, I will always find myself in a perpetual series of affected ups and downs. And I will always feel like I've not yet made it. And I will always feel separate. So your quest, whether you're just starting or you're a little more advanced, figure out what it is that you're really wanting here. Figure out, right? Test this stuff in yourself. Think about what you want. Do you really want the thing? Do you want the feeling that you think is going to come when you get the thing? And if that's the case, why can't you feel that way right now? And for any reason you have to answer that question, my response is, but don't you know you're God? You don't have to do a bunch of tips and tricks and methods and techniques to get into a high vibrational state. The whole concept of getting into a high vibrational state is ridiculous. Because that's your true nature. You don't have to try and get into what you already are. You just have to let go of everything that you're believing that's preventing you from embodying that. Because you already are, and that's exactly why you've been manifesting your entire life. You didn't start manifesting when you decided to listen to Abraham Hicks for the first time or watch The Secret. You've been manifesting and creating your entire life because you are God. And you are the totality of the universe contained in a human. And your creative power knows no end. And so if you really want to get your manifestations lined up, if you really want to get this whole thing brought down, condensed, stop looking for these manifestations to make you happy. And start looking at what your fundamental unhappiness really is. Because when you discover what that fundamental unhappiness is, and you realize that it has nothing to do with literally anything that you're trying to manifest, and really a lack of knowledge of your true being, you'll get off the manifesting hamster wheel, and you'll focus on understanding who you are. And as a result, you will embody a, quote, high vibrational state. And as a result, you'll get everything that you want, or everything that you think you want, I should say. And that's what makes this whole thing really cool, is that you don't have to try and become what you already are. And if you're deeply unsatisfied on this journey of creation, this is where you want to start looking. You want to start looking at your fundamental ideas of who you are and testing them. Because at the end of the day, right, if you're convinced that you're a human, if you're convinced that your fundamental identity is a human being, then nobody can convince you otherwise. And it's your job to explore the objectivity of that conviction. And I can guarantee you, I can promise, guarantee, if I could use a word that insinuated even more than that, I would. I just don't. Once you discover this, everything changes. And it's not necessarily that, you know, you live in Narnia for the rest of your life and, you know, you never encounter adversity ever again. It's not that you stop experiencing this whole human way of doing and being, but it means that the capacity in which you can navigate this human experience dramatically, dramatically increases and up levels. And your ability to create what you want while not being affected by what you don't have and things that you do not want will dramatically shift. And as a result, you move into a state of more emotional intelligence, spiritual maturity, and ultimately a rooted place of self-knowledge, which if you really stay in, will keep you permanently in a high vibrational state, which inadvertently results in you getting everything that you want. So if you're unsatisfied, if you're unhappy, this is my call to you. Go deeper, go beyond. It's not about the surface. It's not about the car. It's not about the house. It's not about the money. It's about who you are that is waiting to reveal itself to you. And I can guarantee you, once you understand this, everything will change. And you will most likely never, ever, ever be upset about getting or not getting whatever it is that you want for the rest of your life. Short but sweet today. Thank you for joining us. Looking forward to talking to you soon. Thank you for listening to the Awakening Sessions. I am your host, Michael Gustin. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to us today, to be with us. If you have any feedback, any comments, please don't hesitate. We love hearing feedback. We love sharing it with the rest of our listeners. And you can join some of our communities over on Facebook and Instagram. Just type in @RealityHackerCo and you'll be able to find more about what we do. Again, if you want to find out more, go to www.realityhacker.co. Thanks again. So much love. Talk to you soon.